All right, we're rolling.
So tell me, you're telling me that the mate changed your life. Why did it change your life?
Mate actually changed my life. Well, and most people think the yellow can, like there's this brand of yerba mate that has sugar and whatever and all that, but it changed my life because it gives me so much like sustained energy throughout the day. Like I have a really bad problem with fatigue and just being tired all the time. And I went to the doctors, I got my iron levels checked, like everything's fine. And I don't know why I'm always tired, but I just started drinking it, like making it at home, like boiling water, adding.
Have you tried matcha?
Matcha. Oh, just, like, yes. Did we ever talk about this?
No, we've never talked about this.
I'm literally like obsessed with matcha.
Yeah, like, I love matcha too. And like they make a really good matcha latte downstairs, and it's just matcha and milk. And I'm like, woo, it's so good.
Do you ever get like flavor or anything?
No.
Just plain?
I'm like a purist in my tea.
No. I gotta put you onto all the spots in Boston. I'm like basically on a journey to try as many matcha places as I can, basically. Okay.
So what's your favorite flavor?
Okay. Well, right now, currently, it's mango. Like, I'm really loving...
Mango matcha latte?
Yes.
So, milk... So, kind of like a mango lassi with matcha.
So, it's like mango puree.
So, no dairy?
No, yeah, so dairy. So, it's like mango puree at the bottom, then they add in the milk, and then the matcha on top. So...
Wow. Where do you get it?
Well, I tried it at this place. It's, like, called Maruichi Select. It's in Brooklyn. That... 10 out of 10 would recommend, and not even just for that, but just like quality matcha in general. Like it's super green, like it just, you know, it's real. It doesn't have like extra sugar in it. That's what, and then I started making it at home. I actually made it today.
What did you do? How did you make it?
So I was freezing. I froze mangoes last night, and then actually it was kind of annoying because it wasn't blending the way I wanted it to, but whatever. I melted a little bit, whatever. Threw in the puree-ish thing.
And you then, blended it?
Yeah, the I mangoes. Blended it. Yeah, so put in the mangoes, put that in the bottom, put some ice, frothed my milk a little bit. I don't even know if that made a difference, but I just feel like it does. And then did my matcha and threw it on top.
Nice.
But now that I know that you like matcha, I'm going to...
I really like matcha. It was really funny. When I went to Lebanon, there's a cafe in Tripoli, and we just met up there multiple times. And they were like, I was like, do you guys have a matcha latte? And they were like, yeah. So they gave it to me, but they didn't even properly. So you really have to whisk the matcha, right? Like you really have to do it properly. You know what I mean? Like really like.
So it's not grainy. Like,
there's a whole technique to it. And I actually got to experience that technique when I went to Japan. It was really cool. Like there's a special whisk you buy, and you whisk it, you put it in. Like there's a whole name to it, which I don't remember right now. I should remember, but anyway, so I asked for a matcha latte there, and it, like, came, and there was, like, legit clumps of matcha in there, and I was like, what is this?
It's the worst. No, like, that's literally the worst.
Like, no. You ruined, and then I, like, sat down, and I was like, guys, you need to do this, and I commented on it multiple times that they remembered me, and they, like, actually tried to fix it, like, 3 times.
Did they ever get it?
Towards the end, they were, like, close, yeah.
By the third time. Well, one time I literally went to a place that... I really love their matcha, and I was also in a rush for work. Like, I was already late, but I just wanted it so bad. I get to the counter. The lady's like, the lady doesn't even know how to make matcha. Like, she's like, the guy who knows how to make matcha just left. And I was like, perfect.
It does take knowledge. Like, you have to make sure that the matcha is, like, proper.
I know, but I'm like, you don't go to a cafe and then expect to be... I was literally teaching her. She's like, wait, so this much? And I'm like, oh, yeah, make sure to whisk it side to side. And, like, I'm like, can I just get behind the counter and make it? But no, I could literally.
You should not have tipped her.
Did I? I don't even know. Oh yeah, she said if it's bad, she'll give it to me for free. But I don't know. I felt bad. And then the machine wasn't working. I was like, I'm late. Just good thing I had cash. I was like, just take the $5. Like I need to go. But yeah, I can make a whole episode on that. Maybe I will one day. But
I love tea.
I'm glad we're on the same page. I love tea.
I don't like coffee. I know that like. Wigs people out or weirds people out, like it's very rare, but I'm just like, I don't like the taste of coffee. I think it's too bitter. Maybe I'll change if I grow, like as I grow older, I don't know. I'm like,
as you grow older.
That happened to my mom. She didn't like coffee until like I think she passed her 40s or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That.
Yeah, I feel like my mom didn't try coffee until she was like in her 20s or something like that, so, and now she's addicted. But yeah,
my mom didn't like it, now she likes it. I don't like it. I even avoided coffee cake for a long time thinking it was coffee, like coffee flavored, and I was like, no, I don't want any of that stuff.
I feel like that's such a the typical like Arab like dessert they'll bring over to people. So, like it's always like a coffee cake. I don't know.
I'd be like, no, thank you. And so I was like, no coffee cake, no coffee ice cream, no coffee candies, no coffee anything.
That's funny. I was gonna ask, like, what's your favorite kind of tea?
Okay, that's really hard. Or I have a whole regimen of tea. Like every day. And when I say tea, I mean not just tea from the tea tree, you know what I mean? But like tea from like herbal teas too. Mm. Like we call them teas, but they're not really tea, right? So usually I start off my day with like some milk thistle with a little bit of grapefruit. And that's a really nice herb that's really good for your liver. And then I'll switch over to like a matcha or a green tea of some sort, right? So like, you know, I have a bunch of cool mixtures that I have in the drawer. Actually, if you open up my drawer right now, like for reals, you'll get like,
oh my God.
20, yeah, and that's only part of them. And then there's the box on
Wait,
top.
Wait, I was gonna ask, what is milk thistle?
So milk thistle, it's just an herb, right? I mean, it's like a plant. And it's really, really good for cleaning your liver. So I just have some every day.
Maybe I'll have to try it. Where'd you buy it? Just
Republic of Tea.
Was that online?
Like brain boost and like health
that.
And immunity and like I have a whole thing like depending
no,
on
I
the mood.
I love that you have this obsession. Like yes. I love healthy. I love when people have healthy obsessions. Like in this cabinet also is just like I feel like it just makes you happy. It's so organized.
It does make me happy. Yes. Open it up and everything has a braille label, so I know where to find it. It's all so good.
I love that. Your last video on Planes, Trains, and Canes was uploaded like 4 months ago. You went to the Philippines. I think that was the last place you went. Besides Lebanon, but like.
I've traveled a lot, but that's the last place I've went that we documented for Planes, Trains, and Canes.
And when was remember you talking about it?
I traveled a while ago. It was, when was it?
I remember you talking about
December of 2022.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a while ago then.
Yeah, but then like we edit and it takes us a while.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, how was that? That's like one of my dream destinations.
Philippines?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. Like it, first of all, the people are so nice. They're so friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever thought about it like that. If you were gonna prescribe a color to the place, for me, it's yellow. Like I felt like yellow.
No, I was just gonna guess purple, but that's only because I know ube is like a popular.
That's true. Ube is there.
Yeah, so I was just thinking purple.
But the vibe gave me yellow vibes. You know what I mean? It's just like joy, sunshine, and then like
I love that.
They have those concepts in a lot of things. Like one of their main fast food chains is Jollibee.
Yes, okay? I've heard of that.
So it's literally like a happy bumblebee. So like. So good. You can take a joyride or whatever. Like it's just, I don't know. There's, it's just a lot of joy, and it, really warm. Like even though we were there in December, it was really hot, very sweaty. But then it was so beautiful when we went scuba diving. So
yes, have I? I don't even know if I've actually been scuba diving. How was that?
I mean, you would know if you went scuba diving.
I don't like. Well, what I was going to ask you is, like, because you've traveled so much and I feel like you've done a lot of different excursions. Like, what was your favorite excursion that you've done?
That's really hard. I've had a lot of cool.
Or, like, a memorable one.
Also, they're very hard. So I'll tell you a few. A scuba diving is memorable. Also, zero gravity flight is memorable.
Wait.
And, like, life, yeah.
Oh, I think I saw that.
I don't know if we have a video for this zero gravity flight.
Well, you were just floating around, right? No, I did see something. I don't know where, I forget where it was, but I did see it, yeah.
I would say those are very memorable.
Yeah, I went skydiving. And
how was that?
Well, I was actually in a bad mood that day, so.
Why?
Like, I don't know, there were just some stuff going on, so I was like, calling my mom, and she's like, call me when you're done. After you jump off the plane, like, obviously she's like so scared. And I don't even think I called her, like, I don't know, I was just literally in midair, just. Like straight face, but it was fun. It was fun. The like, I was just like, whatever. Let's just get it done with. But I do have a video, and like obviously I'm cheesing because you literally can't help it, like the wind in your face, but it was funny. It was nice, but honestly I loved bungee jump. Have you ever been to South Africa?
I've been to South Africa. I didn't get to do bungee jumping.
They have the largest bridge bungee jump in the world there.
Where?
It's...
Which town?
Is it Balkan Bridge? I feel like it's near Cape Town, but...
You went bungee jumping?
Yeah. Honestly, I think that was my favorite. Even though it was so quick, it was, like, surreal. Like,
tell me more.
Like you jump off, yeah. But, like, you're spinning, and just... I just remember being, like literally just audibly saying, like, wow. Because everything just looks crazy. Like, over the water.
Yeah, but how did you feel jumping? Like, psychologically?
I mean, you weren't really...
You know, I don't think... They tether your foot, right?
Yes. No, that's the thing. Like, you... It's kind of crazy to think about. Like, you're literally just strapped by your feet, and then you just jump off, and you don't think... I went with a lot of people. Like, I went with 30-ish other people at least, so we
not at the same time. Like, psychologically, don't you have to almost like overcome a natural instinct to be like, no, I shouldn't be jumping right now? Because
honestly, I don't even think I thought about that. Everyone was doing it, and I love thrill and adventure.
Me too.
I just saw everyone doing it. Like, I love to be the first to do things. I wasn't the first, but I anything like that, like rock climbing or hiking, whatever it is, when they're like, who wants to go first? I'm like, I want to go first. Like, I just like love the thrill. Yeah, I'd love to. I need to do something exciting, honestly.
Okay, well, tell me more. So you jumped. Like, how does one jump? Do they tell you how to jump? Like, how does it?
Yeah,
they tether only your foot.
Yeah, basically
only one foot.
No, both feet.
But do they also tether you
just by your feet? And you basically go to the edge, and they tell you just. You just 1, 2, 3. When I
like dive in, look, like do you dive?
Almost, yeah. Like you're going like, head first. Head first. Like I did bop a little bit. Actually, the pictures are pretty cool, but yeah, like it was very quick. And then after you're just hanging like upside down, and then like you see some guy like basically pulling you up. I think that's how it was. Like you're just hanging until someone like comes to get you, and yeah.
It's probably really fast, right? So you jump, and you probably stretch from the core because it's bungee
jumping. Yeah. You stretch a little bit. But, it was fun. I actually think that was one of my favorite destinations.
I think it'd be really cool to jump with, like, so you can swing. You know what I mean? Off the bridge.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I would definitely do it again. There's also paragliding, I think it was.
I've done parasailing.
Yeah, I've done that as well.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, nothing crazy, to be honest.
Skydiving, I really want to do that too. I want to do that and bungee jumping. But skydiving also seems like it might be a little bit too fast. Tell me more about skydiving.
No, I feel like skydiving is honestly kind of slow. Like, it takes a while. Like, you have to get into the plane. You got to fly up. I think it was like 11,000 meters. I don't know, something like that.
Where did you do that?
I did it in Slovenia.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look at you traveling. Like, when did you go to Slovenia? When did you go to South Africa?
I was actually like 16, I think. I went in 2018, and then I went to South Africa in 2019. I went with our kingdom. Like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm honestly really grateful for, like, being able to basically, like, travel the world with, like, a Muslim group,
too. I love that you have the thrill bug in you, you know?
Yeah. It was nice. And you're traveling with a group to also to Amuna, right? That's your next... Is that your next destination, or are you going somewhere before that?
Yes, did I tell you I was going?
You did tell me.
Cool.
With like an all-women's group, right?
Yes, I'm very excited for that.
That's going to be so nice.
It'd be really nice. I feel like just like something catered for women, you know?
Yeah.
Like from a religious perspective, I think is really, really... It's going to be really nice.
I'm excited. I know. I just came back a couple months ago, and I just like...
Umrah, right? Yeah. It's like, that's all. I mean, I have to say that's probably one of the most memorable experiences. And it was very, the first time I went to Umrah, which was back in 2015, I don't know, it was a pivotal moment for me, for sure.
I love that. Well, I'm excited for you to go. But I do want to hear about, I mean, you've, like I said before, you've traveled so many places, but what factors go into where you travel? Like, how do you decide? Is it based on, you know, what, like, the experiences or what's there, the people? Like, how do you figure out where to go? Like, there's so many places to travel.
Honestly, so many factors. But sometimes, I feel like a lot of times it's just where I'm invited to. Does that make sense? Sometimes I'm invited.
Or
a combination of everything, right? Okay. So for Umrah, it's kind of like it was invited, but kind of an opportunity. Like, mm-hmm. It's like opportunities come a knocking, right? Mm-hmm. And like, how, who am I to ever deny that? If I get an opportunity, I try to jump on it. And so,
no.
The answer isn't like very clear. It's just generally, it's just whenever the opportunity.
Opportunity knocks and you just pack up your bags.
I do, yeah, I do. Like, or like, for example, if work takes me, then I'll like tack on something. Like if I know people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you started Planes, Trains, and Canes. Was it because you were entering the competition? Is that where it started?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I was really stressed out about applying at the time for jobs to be like a faculty that, mm-hmm. like, and I know that the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco had a competition for blind people that they will fund your idea up to $25,000 if you have an ambitious idea as a blind person. And so I was like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I was like, oh, I want to travel. Let me see if they'll fund my travels. Well, they're not going to just fund it if I just travel, right? I have to do something unique. And I was like, okay, I know. I'll like, document my travels, okay? And I, like, came up with this proposal and told them that I'm not just documenting my travels, but, like, the idea here is also I'll be traveling, like, independently. Yes, there will be somebody following me, right? So there is somebody like following me with a camera, but the idea is like they're following me wherever I go, right?
Like, you just gotta prove it. Like, you gotta have
it. Yeah, like I need to I wanted to show that like I mm-hmm. can travel on my own independently, and then not just make travel easy for me, but like use public transportation. Because mm-hmm. I really believe in the power of public transport. So I proposed the idea and they loved it.
And you won, right?
And I won. Yeah, I won. I won the money. I was like, whoa! SubhanAllah. Anyway, so like I didn't know how much work it would be to do it. Yeah, like traveling was one thing, but like editing and gathering all the information and trying to squeeze all the stuff in, like it was just like it's like a different type of travel. Like this is not like chillaxing travel. This is like if you want to lose weight but like experience the world at its maximum, not type of travel, right? Like it's like days from 8 a.m until like midnight, you know, like one thing after the next, like whenever, you know what I mean? It's like we're there, we're gonna try to do everything possible, that type of travel.
Well, that sounds like a documentary worthy idea. I mean, like, you've gotten so much out of it, and obviously everything worth it's gonna be hard.
That's true.
And I'm sure it's been rewarding for you because you get to travel everywhere and do this super, super cool project. But also for other people watching, like, do you ever get comments or people, like, what do people say?
Like, there's a lot of positive comments. I mean, there are some negative, depending on
negative.
The episode. Yeah, there have been some negative comments.
What? Not to bring up the negatives, but I'm just, like, curious, like, what could people be hating on?
So, in the London episode, I kind of got into an argument with the London Underground employee because he was saying that it's a policy that a blind person cannot travel on the train by themselves.
What?
Okay? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I want to travel by myself. So, like, we start arguing about it, okay? And so, anyways, the London Underground employee ended up, like, he ended up being a nice guy. You should watch the episode. You should see what happens. Mm. He's a nice guy, but a lot, like, some people commented, and they were like, you're putting everybody at risk. I hope you die. Like, I hope the train runs you over. Like, you don't deserve to ride the train on your own as a blind person. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Wait, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so what ended up happening?
We did delete a lot of them. Like, okay. We did, like, you know. I mean, what are their comments? Like, you know, like, there's people, it's easier for people to, like, hide behind their computers, you know? What ended up happening in the episode?
Yeah, like, I mean, what ended up happening with the situation? Like, did you,
I mean, weren't able to? And like, you should watch it. So basically he goes, and it turns out that he had the policy wrong.
Also, it wasn't even true?
Yeah, it wasn't even true. But he was like, you know, he checked and like whatever, and you know, we talked about it, but yeah, it got kind of intense. You should watch it.
Okay, yeah, that, I'm gonna watch it tonight. Actually.
So that's but on the other side, there's like a lot of people who are just like, yeah, you go, like you've inspired me as a blind person to travel. You've inspired me just generally to travel. I'm excited, but I'm scared to go by myself. Like, you know, those types of comments, which are really, really nice and rewarding. And then like just just people who also, like, are just happy to see their nation, like,
represented,
showcased in a positive light. Because, you know, I'm not trying to, like, hate on anybody. So, like, all of our videos, like, have a positive feel, you know? Mm-hmm. Even if something negative happens, like, there's still a lot of positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, like, worth it. And everything that you do, there's always going to be negativity. Like, especially with projects that you do, too. There will never be something that you do that is completely perfect and everyone's gonna love it. Like, even with this podcast, like, if I just, like, listen to every single doubt or bad thing that I think is gonna happen, we would not even be sitting here recording.
I think the best thing is to focus on, like, that, does it bring you joy? Are you doing something good with it, right? Is it bringing, like, light and khair into the world, mm-hmm. right? And especially if it does that and it brings you joy, that's, like, the trifecta.
And also for, like, listeners, khair means good as well. I, like, keep forgetting that.
That's fine, yeah. I mean, they can hear it, you know. We can teach them something new.
I know.
Khair is good, or, like, khair, or, like, almost synergistic benefit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you are, like, doing something that just brings good vibes all around.
Good vibes. Good vibes. That's, like, I honestly say that all the time. I'm just, like, I just need good vibes. Like, yeah. The world needs more good vibes. The world needs more... People do, I mean, I feel like when you have a passion that does good, like, it's always coming back to you. You know what I mean? Like, that's why, especially in, like, a job, like, thinking about the job, like, I'm going to graduate soon, like, what do I want to go into? But I need to feel like I'm making a difference in a way, because other than that, it's like, what is the point of a life? Like, there's so many problems that need to be fixed. There's so many, like, people that need help or guidance. And I need to, like, be doing that every single day as much as I can, even through conversation. Like, if you know me or you see me on the daily, like, anything that I learn or anything I'm feeling, like, I'm always sharing information. Like, literally my why. Like, everyone has a why. I'm going to ask you the question. But, like, your why, you need to clearly define your why, because it gives you, like, direction, like, purpose with everything you do. So, like, for me, it's, like, gathering as much information, like, knowledge and experiences, so then I can benefit myself, but then also help, like, teach other people and help them. Like, I love to, like, mate, like, I just got hooked on that and it's changed my life, gave me so much energy. I'm, like, telling all my friends, like, you need to have this, like, if you're struggling too, because it's just helped me so much.
Does it give you more energy than matcha?
Yes, that's the thing. Like, matcha, I don't see it as a caffeine. Like, I don't know if I've ever been energized off of. And I mix it with my water, too. Like, I sip it, like, all throughout the day. Yeah, because it does have a strong flavor. And then, like, I could drink it, but I just keep it in my water bottle so that I'm...
Well, I wonder if there's something other than the caffeine that's actually impacting you.
Maybe. I mean,
there's a lot of health benefits. Like, there are health benefits.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been the only thing that's been working. Like, I get enough sleep. Like, I get 8 hours. I try to wake up really early, like, 5 a.m., I'm not even going to lie, no. I was going to say try to not have screen time at night, but, like, that's not true. But I do work out, like, every day. So I do all the things, you know, the natural things that
And you still feel tired.
And I still feel tired, but until I start to drink this...
Well, are you sure you're not, like, deficient in some vitamins or something?
I got tested, and I'm...
Vitamin B? Like, I mean, even if...
Yeah, I don't know.
Your vitamin B. Your vitamin D. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, forgetting you're literally, like, your scientist. Like,
I'm like, this is not acceptable. Like, for them to not know, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe one of these.
No, there is. There's a tea in there. Open it up. It's called Burnout Blocker. It is amazing. You should try it.
I'll find it after. Oh, that's fun. It's literally called Burnout Blocker?
Yes, and it's actually... No, look it up because you can read it. It's really... I think people...
Wait,
like,
I don't know.
It's in one of those... You're just going to read the top of the lid. Oh. It's called Burnout Blocker.
I see it. Yeah.
So this actually is based off of, like, a mushroom. Like, you know, that...
I hate mushrooms.
What?
But it doesn't taste like...
No, it does not taste like a mushroom. But, you know, mushrooms come in all shapes and sizes. But basically, this is what they used to give, like, World War II soldiers.
No, I'm literally reading the back of it. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Yeah, you want to read it out loud? So, like...
Yeah. It is... Chaga was used as a coffee replacement for its energy benefits during the World Wars. Cordyceps are often used by athletes to improve their performance and help fight fatigue. Enhance your energy daily with these majestic mushrooms married with sweet cinnamon, ginger, and dates. Wait, this actually sounds like something I would like.
Yeah, especially if you like brew it and then maybe a little with milk.
Wait, this looks really familiar. This packaging looks familiar. I think I have this matcha, actually. Have this in matcha, but I don't like it.
Many different matchas that they have.
There probably is. Just that, the one that I have, I'm not the biggest fan of it. Actually, my friend just went to Japan and brought me back some, and it's like the best one that I've had. Did you get matcha? I'm sure you had matcha when you went.
Yes, back. And did the tea ceremony too.
That's like one of the main reasons I like want to go. Like I want to have the experience. Like I want to do the matcha experience. One day we'll have to play like a matcha day or something.
I think that would be so much fun.
I have to take you to the place. Also, it's so cute inside. It has like, I don't know what it would be called, but it's sort of like a hut-ish type of lounge area, and you sit on the floor, and then they have like the little seating pads, like whatever, and then these chairs that actually are really comfortable, but they're just to the ground, like there's no legs on them or anything, but they feel comfortable. But it's just like a cute little place.
Nice.
Off to go. I think they do seasonal drinks too, like I think they're before the mango was cherry, probably for like cherry blossom season.
So good. Yeah,
we'll have to do that soon,
man. I think I need to start doing more of my own drinks,
like making your own drinks.
Yeah, I feel like drinks. No, not a lot. But no, it's just I just feel like drinks have become really expensive.
Oh yeah.
A matcha latte from downstairs is $6.
Six is like probably the cheapest
I've seen.
It's just matcha
and milk. That's it.
There's literally, like I've gotten matchas that were like $10, like almost $10.
What do you put in?
That's the thing. And then I see them making it. I'm just, but like if it's so good, it's like it's worth it, because sometimes I've had matcha experience.
I love how much you love
I say I'm not addicted, and then but low-key when I talk about it, my eyes light up and I get all like excited. But no, like there's just this feeling that I don't know, sometimes when I get it, it just like puts me in a great mood. I'm so excited, and it's like I can take on the day. But it really depends. But then when you get a bad one,
yeah,
it's like damn, like this is actually like it's when it's watery, yes, and it's bitter. It's like, yes, how did this even pass? Like, how did this get on the menu? Like, did no one try it before you? Like, there's no way that anyone enjoys it. But
I wonder how matcha would taste if I just made a fruit smoothie and put matcha.
I put matcha inside my smoothies.
Yeah.
It's
no, I don't do dairy based smoothies. I
just almond milk.
No, like no milk of any kind. I just like fruit based. That's it. Like just fruit, lemon, like lemon juice, water, like.
So a juice, right?
Kind of like a juice. Yeah.
I really want to make homemade juices. Like
I even have a little blender in my office. I blend my own little smoothies.
That's so cute. I'm like looking around for it. Put away. What blender? I was gonna say I'm asking this question because we got this blender and it's actually like it's amazing. It's called the Beast Blender.
Beast
Blender. No, but it's really, it's
like,
so.
Like I am like
a beast, yeah,
like Beauty and the Beast.
Yep, Beauty and the Beast. It was at Costco, like it was on sale at Costco. My mom like went crazy, like she went crazy for it because she saw it and she asked me if I wanted it, and I didn't even see the picture, so she didn't end up buying it. And then it ended up being like very viral or selling it everywhere, and then she changed her mind, and then she like a Costco location that's not even near, she's like, there's two left, like I need to buy it. Like she was like going on the hunt for it or whatever. Drove to like different Costco's, calling them up. She bought like the last two at this one place.
Really?
Yeah, like she just bought
she
two
bought
them.
Two.
She bought two anyways.
So what'd she do with the other one?
We still have it. Like, like I think they're gonna sell it, but I don't know. We just have it right now. But
and it's packaging. Maybe I'll buy it.
No, guys. No. Look, honestly, but it's just like such a great blender. We had the Ninja before, but it broke. But this one's like.
Why is this so good? Tell me.
It's so good because, okay, I'm going to try to explain it in a way, but for the Ninja, I think it's what we had before, like, you kind of have to push down on it, right,
mm-hmm,
when you use it, but this one, you kind of just, like, turn and, like, it, like, you just screw it on, basically, and you press the button, and then it stops blending when it's done. I think.
You don't have...
Like, it's very, like, it's a lot easier to, like, function.
I have a NutriBullet. It also screws on and you press a button.
You don't have to fix what's not broken. Like, if it's working for you. But our other one broke, and so...
Yeah, I'm just curious about
it. And this one, like, I don't know. It just looks aesthetic. Like, you can put on the... It's basically, like, a cup afterwards. You can... There's, like, a...
Oh, nice.
You can put on after. I don't know. It's just... It's been working for me lately, so... And nice. I've been having a lot of smoothies or making purees. I actually don't like to cook, to be honest, but when it comes to, like, healthy breakfast or simple things, I enjoy that. Because I'm very, very busy. I don't know. Yeah, I'm busy, or I just... Do you like to cook?
Only when I have time. And I only have time, have time. like on a Sunday once a month.
Well, you have an air fryer, right?
Yeah.
The air fryer is, like, the
so good.
That's what I'll use, to be honest. Anything other than that.
You know, I'm really glad. I feel like I got to know you a little bit more, and it's just, like, really, it's really cool that to find out that we have, like, tea, the love of tea in common.
I know. Like we know each other, but now we, like, really know each other.
No, but I feel like I need to get to know you more.
There's a lot.
I feel like I talk a lot. I need to, like, sit and listen a little bit more.
I feel like I always have something to say.
But, yeah, me too. But better or worse.
No, but I love that. Like, even my mom was saying that, I think. Like, you're just authentic. Like, I think that's a good word. Or real. Like, I don't know. There's just something, like, you just say it how it is. No matter if it's going to be received bad or not. Like, maybe it can be bad.
Maybe for better or worse. Yeah. I don't know. If you're going to ask me what I think, I'm going to tell you. Does that make sense?
That's how it should be. How does that translate into the classroom?
Into the classroom? I'm very direct. Like, I don't know. Students seem to like me.
I was going to ask, like, do you ever read your own, like, reviews?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They're good? I honestly didn't look them up. I'm sure they're good.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think you can read them publicly, the ones that I get within the university.
Right, I'm just thinking, like, rate my professor.
Yeah, so I think those are, like, mostly good. I don't know, I haven't read them. But the university ones, like, I would say, like, 90-95% are good. Which is really good.
I imagine you're a good professor. I'm thinking about professors that I had that do nothing, and they get 5 stars because they're easy. But you're, like, an actual good, you're good at teaching the material. I think I actually looked you up, and there was something about, like, you actually teaching the material well, or the way that your teaching style works, and I think that's important, because I've had a lot of professors who, maybe they're smart.
Tell me how it translates, though, with regards to life. I think sometimes what happens is people who just don't want to hear they just end up just walking away, which I'm totally cool with. You know, you know what I mean? okay, well, don't ask me if you don't want to hear it. Like, that's it.
No, I like that. Some people need to interact with you more just to kind of face reality a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's fine. If they don't want to face reality, I'm not there to force that upon them. Like, to each their own.
Were you always, like, did you always know that you wanted to be in science or, like, STEM?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid.
What piqued your interest?
Honestly, Magic School Bus and Bill Nye the Science Guy. Like, literally watching cartoons and being like, wow, the Earth works like this, wow.
I feel like that was me, like, whoa. But then I was like, that's enough. Like, I don't need to know. It's cool, but I don't need to know.
Oh, I'm like, no, that's part of my quirks. Like, even if I'm talking to you or something is fascinating, like, you know, if you tell me something, like, and it fascinates me, like, I'm just like, but why? Like, what happened? Like, give me the details. Like, I just don't. Until I'm, like, I've investigated it thoroughly, I'm not satisfied.
Were you the type of kid to ask your parents why for every single thing that they'd say? Yeah. They probably love that.
I don't know. Sarcastically and literally, I don't know.
What's one of your favorite parts about being a teacher? Because honestly, not that I think I'll be a teacher or professor, but some days I do think about, like, if I ever pursued that, because I love teaching, but, like, just in a casual way. Like, I love to learn and, like, share knowledge. But what made you want to pursue this career?
I think my love of storytelling and sharing, because I don't believe that if you obtain knowledge that's beneficial, just like you were saying, right? Like you learned, oh, mate is really helping you. So you want to like tell all your friends about it.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, like knowledge shouldn't just be held like separate from the masses, right? If I could sit and use my ability to talk and like storytell and make information accessible, like that brings me joy.
Like, accessible in what way?
Understandable, digestible, whatever it is, right? Like, I'll do, like, I always tell my students, I'm here to help you learn, right? So, if you're trying, I'm gonna try as hard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, there's not gonna be a student in my class who's literally trying and struggling, and I don't invest time into them. No,
like, you're
gonna
figure out a way.
I'll sit down and figure out a way.
There's some professors or teachers who just, like, let it go.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of teachers might think that they just only should teach to the top 2% or something. I don't believe in that. I don't give up if the student doesn't give up. If the student gives up, I'm not going to invest. Like, I'm not interested. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll invest in you as much as you invest in yourself.
Well, no one can ever force you to do anything. Like, if they're going to succeed, that you have to put in the work, you have to do it. But at least having a professor who cares and wants to actually invest in you as well is important. I mean, one of your biggest passions, too, is making, like, STEM more accessible for visually impaired and blind people as well, right? Yeah. Do you have any students who are
blind?
Yeah.
No, I can't wait.
Well, like, one of the things I was going to see if you had any funny, like, travel stories, because when I was watching your videos a little bit, I saw, like, it was in your trailer. You walked in some, like, restricted area, or you, like, triggered, like, an alarm.
Yeah, watch the video. The time that I was trying to get to the hotel in Stockholm, and I got lost, and then, like, I tried to open the door of this, like, castle, like, government building, and then four big guys with guns came, and I was just, like, so fed up, but my camera woman was like, Mona, it's four big guys with guns, and they're like, hello, and I was like, hello, like, where's the Hyatt? I was, like, so done with, and then they misguided me, they gave me wrong directions.
It's not your fault.
I was just like,
that's kind of funny though. I feel like those moments, do they kind of make your trip? I feel like if everything's smooth sailing on a trip, do you feel like, oh, it was great, like I'm happy, or do you kind of need like a little bit of chaos, a little bit, just like a little bit?
I feel like I never not have chaos. Like, sounds as a normal blind person trying to do it all on my own, chaos ensues, you know? Like, one time, like, I was on a train helping a lady pull her luggage out, and the doors closed, and my suitcase was on the other side.
Did you get on camera?
Oh, yeah, it's on camera.
All right, this is all just basically, like, teasers. So now that we're going to touch on everything a little bit, so then now everyone who's listening, you better go subscribe.
Yes.
Like. Yeah, no, I was on YouTube. I was on Reels, because I don't have TikTok, but I one of your Reels actually came up.
I was like, yeah, go to YouTube.
I go to Instagram, too.
We don't have the full episodes on Instagram.
Yeah, not the full episodes, but do you have an Instagram?
We do have Instagram, Plain Change and Gains. I don't know what we have on it, because I don't manage it.
Yeah. Let me go see. I deleted my Instagram, too, but I have the app. I have, like, a different account that I look on sometimes. I deleted Instagram, and...
Why did you delete it?
Why did I delete it? To be honest...
Yeah.
I think I was kind of triggered by, like, a couple of things. Not even on Instagram, but just in, like, Instagram in life. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to delete it. And then I deleted it. And then, like, I just needed a break. Like, I could do a whole episode on that, too. But I don't know. I think I deleted, like, almost 2 weeks ago. And I've been, like, so happy. Like, Jen. Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? Even on social media that much.
No, I have other people who go on it for me.
Yeah, maybe. No, maybe I need that. Because then I think, like, once I... Like, I have an account for this podcast. It's not... There's nothing on it yet. No one follows it. But, like, once I get the episodes and get it running, like, it'll be the thing. But I'm like, I'll have that. But it's like, do I even really want a personal Instagram? Like, I love, like, the aesthetic things. I like to post. I like to, like, interact with people. Like, I love to interact with people and talk. And it's... Like, it's good in some ways, but at the same time, I don't have, like, the best relationship. Like, when I don't have it, I'm checking my phone way less. I'm going to bed earlier. I'm not getting caught up in a lot of other thoughts.
It's really good. Yeah, yeah. So it's good that you know yourself and just listen to knowing yourself, right? Yeah.
I'm going to follow. This account is just random, but you just gained a follower. Yeah, I love the new logo.
Nice.
It's very cute. And I love that the logo that I touched up is also being used on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah, I like that you have a variety. You have a variety of different... Well,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
No, I think...
It's all good.
Wait, no, this is fire. You're the face of... You're the... I mean, as you should be, but... Like, I think your face is in, like, every single... No.
I don't choose that. They do that. Like, I'm just like, oh, stop.
Just, like, do whatever.
Me-centered. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's all about you.
I mean, basically.
It's about my message.
That's, like, for this... I already have a podcast, but I'm rebranding it, and then, like, obviously I'm doing interviews, like, that's what it is right now.
What are you gonna call it?
Replay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, did we talk about this?
No.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, it's Replay, because my nickname is Lay, like Leila, and you'll just want to replay it.
So nice. So, I like that.
Yeah, and my logo, I don't know if I'll change it, but it's basically a microphone. But it's made up of Replay. Like, it's made up of the letters of Replay.
Wow, very nice.
So, yeah, no, it was fun. It's been a long time coming, honestly. We talked about a lot of different things. So whoever's listening, hopefully they got inspired to try tea, mate. Anything else that's on your mind or any advice or anything that you want to share?
I think I need some matcha or some mate. But...
Well,
no, it's been awesome. You know, I'm glad. I feel like I got to know you a little bit more, and so that's pretty cool.
Likewise, I really enjoyed the conversation. I'm obsessed with your tea collection. So great having you. Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.